You wouldn't steal a handbag. You wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't steal a baby. You wouldn't shoot a policeman and then steal his helmet. You wouldn't go to the toilet in his helmet and then send it to the policeman's grieving widow and then steal it again. Downloading films is stealing. If you do it, you will face the consequences.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, June 23rd, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
We have a special guest in the studio tonight for the Monday show, episode 53. Thanks so much for listening. How's it going, Adam?
Not too bad.
And who are you? So our listeners know, our one live listener.
Right.
Hi,
is he
you.
Still listening, whoever you are?
I don't know. Hi.
No, we have two now.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck right, me. Dude, I'm crazy. Almost nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. Intense. So yeah, who are you and why are you here?
Well, I'm Adam. I'm a drummer in a local band called Mass Bloodshed.
Yes, they should know about you.
Oh, the band that you are part of but do nothing for.
I know. I got the best part in the
fucking
band.
Fucking A.
Yeah. I don't play any instruments.
Pretty much sits down and says, well, that was good. Nope, that one sucked.
That was good.
Do it again.
No, don't do
he
that.
He doesn't even
that
do
sucks.
That. He's like thumbs up or thumbs down and then he leaves. You're like the urban cougar of band managers.
I'm like
you go after the fucking band
right.
And then you can just use them to get your own.
I get them their shows.
Well, he's
stuff.
Not completely worthless. Yeah, he sets up everything, gets the shows, does everything on MySpace.
Someone finally figured out a way to like profit from you sitting on MySpace all day. That is awesome. I would like to congratulate you.
I
guys.
I don't really sit on MySpace.
Mass Bloodshed.
Never thought of it that way.
What do you do all day?
I play guitar mostly. I'm not really at home that much.
That's a lie.
I'm not even kidding.
Oh, God. Well, we got a lot of shit to get to today. I'm sorry the live show is a little late. That was my bad.
Yeah, because you fucking fell asleep.
Well, I know, like a fucking old person. I lay down to take a nap because I was tired, and I was expecting you guys to just show up here and
I
be like,
thinking,
hey, it's showtime, nigga, get up.
I was thinking maybe you finally snapped and, like, killed someone and you were in jail or something.
Right,
so
or
I
myself.
Was just like, oh, whatever. I guess this is the first time we'd miss a show. So.
Yeah, no shit. Well, yeah. I got off work early and I still had a headache. I was like, I'm just gonna come here. So I came here and got stoned and watched the Boondocks and then nice. I fell asleep.
Is there a new Boondocks now?
No, I was just going through season two and shit.
Sweet.
Yeah, so fucking Saturday morning I woke up and like the headache was back in full force and I didn't have any fucking ibuprofen here or nothing. And I'm like, holy shit, I have to drive all the way to town. I couldn't fucking see. I was like, fucking just gun or drive to town and get ibuprofen. So I was like, all right, well, I'm still young. I got a lot of responsibilities. So I fucking go to town and I go to the office and the first fucking thing I see, like this first thing in the morning, there's a fucking bum sitting like outside of the office because there's like electrical plugins
your
out
office?
There. Yeah. At
wow.
My
that's crazy.
Office, yeah.
That's not a surprise anymore though because they're all over the fucking place.
I've been noticing that lately because it's getting hot
especially
out.
Especially at Sykes. There are always just a couple of them standing
and that's
there.
Where I figured he had come from. Probably. So I fucking, I'm like, holy shit, this guy's just like sitting there. So I pull up and I'm just kind of watching him for a minute, like trying to get my camera out and shit so I can take pictures of him. I'm looking at him and he's like sitting there and then he kind of starts nodding out and shit, like his eyes close and his head goes down and then like he wakes up again. Cause
maybe he was just on a bunch of heroin or something.
That's what I was kind of thinking. And then
coming down off his crack.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm like, holy shit, this guy is fucking high as fuck, so I'm gonna sit here and watch him for a little bit. He stops like talking to himself, Like, I see him, you know, his lips are moving.
Oh,
and
there's
he's,
this one.
Hold on, no, hold on. Hold on. He's making, like, weird gestures, like he's agreeing with someone. And then all of a sudden he starts crying, like,
really?
Just out of nowhere. So he went from totally nodding out to fucking talking to somebody that I couldn't see.
Yeah.
To all just crying, like, full out tears and fucking, like, he wasn't just like, oh, my life sucks, I'm a bum. He was like.
And you got pictures of this.
Yeah, totally. Like, there's, not, this,
there's this one lady that I see all the time. She's always, I don't know, she's like as wide as she is tall. And she's not very tall.
Has
but
the chain backpack?
That's a lot. Yeah, that big backpack. And, like, I've seen her at Finnegan's before, and, like, she'll just sit there and just talk to herself. And, like, she has really fucked up conversations with herself, too.
Have, like, you actually, like, heard her?
Yeah, I
worked
a few
at Finnegan's.
Tables
she
away,
would go
and
there,
I'd hear
she would
her
go,
all the
come
time.
Every night, she'd always read pill books, and she'd just break out laughing at herself, like, hard.
Just for no reason. Because pill
she,
books
she would
are,
just
like,
come in,
funny, right?
I don't know.
I've read the PDR and just cracked the fuck up.
Yeah.
But anyway, she'd just come there. She'd sit there, drink coffee all night, stay there from, like, midnight till, I don't know, 3 in the morning, just drinking coffee and laughing.
Don't turn your head when you talk, because you're, like, totally... Don't look at us. Don't worry what we're
yes.
doing. Otherwise,
not
your
really,
levels
just...
will be kind of shitty. Yeah, like that. Perfect.
All right, then.
All right. All right. So was that the end of your story?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, so I'm watching him for a little bit, and I'm like, all right, I gotta get some fucking ibuprofen before my fucking head explodes. So I get out of the truck, and I walk over there, and of course he's sitting right by the door, the only door I have a key to, so I can't go around the front door. So I'm like, god damn it. And I just put my sunglasses on and, like, don't make eye contact with him because I don't want him to ask me for change and then me have to make up some
change.
Stupid... Yeah. I need change!
I don't have any change!
Change!
Got any more?
More change! So I open the door and shit, and he's like, hey, brother, is it okay if I'm here? I'm like, what? He's like, is it okay if I'm sitting here? I'm just charging my phone. I'm like, you have a phone? Aren't you homeless? And he's like, no, I'm just passing through, brother. I'm just charging my phone. I was like, yeah, I whatever. Just don't steal nothing. And
he's stealing electricity.
Well, whatever. That's fine. There's plugins. I've done it before, you know, at places when I've needed to charge a laptop or something. Yeah. So,
like, hey, there's a plugin.
I didn't want, like, a whole bunch of just, like, if he was to leave, I didn't want him to pee there. Because apparently bums like to poop and pee in that area.
Just
so
wherever.
We'll get to work and it'll just stink like shit and piss and steel reserve and sadness, and I don't want to have to clean up sadness.
No,
it's hard. So I go in,
so,
and like
fun.
As soon as I shut the door, I fucking lock it real quick. Like, he had to have heard it. Like, I don't want him coming in there
trying
and being
to break
like
in.
Well, I can use their electricity, what else can I get away with? Because that's how bums generally are.
Or try and walk in and steal something.
Yeah, exactly. Or fucking kill me or something.
Dude,
which would have been fine.
Be awesome.
But yeah, not by a bum.
If you're gonna get killed, it should be by someone like worthy of
going out.
You.
Yeah,
like
would
someone
be
cool,
a little more extravagant than a bum,
right.
Just coming up from behind because I'm like all woozy. And
what a shitty way to
throat.
Get killed.
Yeah.
Well, when they sit there and talk to themselves, you don't really know what they're capable of. They'll do anything.
It's
true.
That's true. He probably
talk to themselves. They ain't got nothing self-conscious going.
Especially if they're on a bunch of crack.
Yeah, killing this dude would be awesome.
Well,
he's got money.
He was nodding out and stuff.
Yeah,
because instantly, as soon as they kill you, all of your belongings and your courage and everything becomes theirs. And then this bum's walking around with all your shit. He's got your phone now.
Right.
Now he's got two phones to charge. And it's a vicious cycle, and it never, ever ends.
And plus, I'm sure they don't care too much about their lives because, you know, they're bums.
Yeah, but...
So, like, it really matters.
The weirdest part about the whole thing, not just that there was a bum sitting there using power, but that this bum had a phone. It's like...
Right, that's...
Who do you call when you're a bum? Like, your other bum friends?
How do you pay for it?
You don't order pizzas or anything because, you know, you don't have any money. So, I don't know.
The average bum actually makes a lot of money, actually.
Around here, though? I can't see the bums.
Not around here.
The bums in big cities that, like, that's their job, and then they go home to their mansions and wives and shit.
Right.
But around here, I can't see that many people stopping. I see more people going, get a job or get out of here.
There's actually these bums that stand out at Walmart every summer, and a lot of them actually have jobs and, like, a house and stuff, but then they dress up to look like bums and beg for money.
Oh,
just
dude,
for
one of them
to
that
make
was sitting
money.
There, one of my friends. He's not really a friend anymore. He's kind of a douche, but...
So one of your enemies, or...
Kind of, yeah.
As your arch-nemesis?
Not really a friend anymore. We'll just stick to that.
We need an arch-nemesis.
Yeah.
Anyway, he had a cup full of chew spit. He sees that bum there at Walmart. Dude, the cup, I'm telling you, was filled. Doused the fucker.
Of course.
Doused him. And I was just like, oh my God, dude, I can't believe you actually did that. We take it off, the guy's all cursing at us, but...
In bum talk, just like, blah, 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 blah. Get by.
No, actually,
change. Do you have any change?
He screams something, and Bo looks out the window. And he's just like, what the fuck you gonna do, old man? And that was it. We just drove off, but it was fucked up.
That did he should have yelled, like, fire in the hole first, like those kids were doing to drive through people. Like, did you hear about that?
No.
That chick actually, like, tracked the people down that did it because they had some
weird...
What
did they do?
These kids, like, went through a drive-thru and ordered, like, the largest soda they have and then, like, some food and shit. And you pull up to the thing and they give you your drinks first, generally, and then you give them the money.
Right.
They took the drink and, like, yelled fire in the hole and hucked it back through the fucking window and hit the girl that was serving them just completely covered
just
her.
Just to be a dick?
So, yeah, well, yeah, it's a prank.
Yeah, that's
I guess,
funny.
But yeah, I don't know. And then this girl like took the time to fucking follow them and found out where they live, called one of the kids' moms and shit,
wow.
And they all got like all this trouble for it and had to apologize and everything.
What
and
a bitch!
I know, right? How like, embarrassing
that,
would that be?
Was that necessary? You didn't have to go that far.
That's almost as bad as the kid's mom, the kid that got teabagged, and his mom was like, "Oh, our poor son had nuts in his face." And how is he ever gonna? We want them to apologize. And the kid's like, "Mom, it's okay. You're making it worse." And then you know he gets right there the next day, and it's that much worse because your mom stepped in and was like,
"Where are you going with?"
I don't know. I was just wanting to tell that thing about because it was the same as that. And you asked what happened.
Yeah.
All right.
And the thing about Gay would have been being that bum, though, and having to walk around all day with covered in chew spit.
Yeah, you can't.
That's just gnarly.
Yeah, dude, you can't just go home and shower and change your clothes real quick.
That smell just tripled.
Oh, God. You're wearing that for a while.
You'll jump in the river, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I guess you could do that.
You could go chill in the river.
Yeah.
But, what I mean, in the wintertime, though, would you be able to handle that?
It wasn't in the winter.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you were a bum in the wintertime and you had to do that.
You better find a place to stay.
Like with your ice pick and fucking.
Yeah, what do bums do in the winter?
I don't know.
They like
they're
disappear.
Still here.
They just like
I'd have
hibernate.
To dig a hole in the ground for the winter.
I think
bums can hibernate.
Yeah, I think that's what they do in the winter. They go
that's
and hibernate
awesome.
In their caves.
That is so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they chill at Woodland Park, dude. No one goes there in the wintertime
except
to go
ice
skate.
That's where they live in the
when we
winter.
Lose our discs up in that shit and it smells like piss.
Yeah.
It's not. You're not just. Why does it smell like piss? That's why.
Yeah.
Right there, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's they live there. That's their bathroom.
So how was your weekend? Was it anything special?
No.
No? I sat around and finished Weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
I thought you already finished
not
it.
The new episode started that, and then I finished Lost and The Tudors. Have you ever watched... Did you watch The Tudors yet?
No, I haven't.
That,
but I haven't watched
every
it.
Time I watch that show, it makes me think, like, if... things were like that nowadays because like back then whenever the king and the queen came through no matter where they were at whoever was there at the time like as they're walking through everyone's like your majesties oh your majesty like they have to stop what they're doing to
right.
acknowledge the king and queen like could you I don't know I couldn't imagine that now like just being at work and having to like and I don't know, just the whole thing of them coming through and they make it known. Like, if the president was like that, you know.
Right,
if
we had
was,
to do that with the president.
Yeah, if we all lived in one little area like that and then
right.
they came through. Like, if I was the king, I would totally just go everywhere. And then I would, like, I would get to the end and I'd start walking back real quick. And whoever didn't say it, I would fucking cut
so
their heads
off.
So
you just walk around all day long and just make sure people said your majesty when you walk
well,
by?
Well, not all
you didn't
day.
Respond.
Sure.
The penalty is death.
Treason. High treason against the king. You shall die. This house is infested with spiders.
Seriously?
I've came to
I
that
killed
conclusion.
One a couple weeks ago.
I fucking... The other night, I was getting ready for bed and shit, and I I don't know why, but for some reason, I was like, you should look under the blankets first before you turn the light off.
Have you ever thought of that or done
not at all. First time. And
why did you do that?
I don't know.
Spiders?
I don't know. Because that night, I saw a couple spiders in the bathtub. Because, you know,
so now you're
don't shower very often because the water pressure is shit. Yeah. So I hate doing it. Yeah. So I go in there and there's like two spiders. And then I turn the fucking water on and another one comes out of the fucking faucet.
Seriously?
Because so I'm just thinking of that while I'm in there, and then I go in the bedroom. I'm like, okay, you should totally pull the covers back. And I pull them back, and there's a fucking spider sitting right in the middle of the fucking bed, and just big and creepy looking. I'm like, wow, did I just create that spider, or was he chilling there the whole time? Like Schrodinger's cat. If I wouldn't have opened the box, would he have been there?
Right.
You know that. So I fucking, I kill that one, and I'm going back, and it just, I don't know, all day now, I'm, like, feeling spiders crawl on me, and I'm
You're like a meth head.
It's, I know, and I haven't even done any meth.
Coming out of the roofs.
Yeah, it totally reminded me of that movie Arachnophobia, where that chick's in the shower,
right.
And
oh,
she,
man,
it
that
comes
movie
out of the thing, and...
I don't blame you, dude. Spiders are creepy as fuck.
I do not like it.
Yeah, but
scary as hell.
He
dude.
Got fucked up.
Yeah,
from spiders.
I got mauled when I was a little kid in a shed by spiders, black widows, and ever since it's just like I don't even really remember it that well. But
it wouldn't
be just,
so bad if they weren't like super poisonous. Spiders.
Well, yeah, but I mean I'm fine. I guess I just it freaks me out. Like when we were nightfalfing, and I fucking. Was looking for your disc, and I moved that box,
right.
I saw
all
something shiny
bees.
In the box. I'm like, oh, what's that? Beehive, bees and shit. I'm like, ah. And then even after I dropped you off, the whole drive home, I was still, like, freaking out. Like,
but the thing
I
is,
feel one on me, but then it's
why don't
not.
You just think, like, logically for a second? Like, well, if there was any bees on me, they probably would have stung me a long time ago.
Sometimes, though, they just like to...
Not
wait.
Bees.
It's bees like are sneaky, there. Man.
Not they're... were they just normal like honeybees?
I don't know. I didn't like because
if they
the
were like wasps
their...
or hornets, they'd just sting you.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And you can usually hear them, but still, just the fact that I looked in that box and I was that close to it, and yeah, I don't know. I hate Kitty. That shit. She's stealing my story.
Yeah, she likes to do that.
Oh, what the fuck else? Oh, so keeping with the whole bum thing, then I get to Anna's on Sunday.
Yeah,
to
back
work.
To that now that we're fucking
sidetracked
yeah, well,
like
we always
that's
do.
That's how I had to bring it back to that. Oh, thank
are
you.
We ever, we're never going to fix that problem of ours.
It's not a problem. It's
people
called,
are
pissed. It's
hey,
called
we got
how
some...
the show is written.
Yeah, but people didn't like it, I guess.
One person.
They thought it was...
Then that person is... kindly invited to write us an outline for every Monday, Wednesday, Friday show, and I will try to follow it.
Yeah.
But until then, my notes are scattered like that.
It'll
so
probably suck.
Yeah. So, bums, Anna's.
Keep
I
random anyway.
Yeah. See, you just totally took it off. Thanks.
No problem.
Okay, bums
so,
and Anna's.
Okay, I get to work at Anna's, and as soon as I get out of the truck, I see this bum on this bike, and Chris, the owner, like, yelling as loud as he can at him, like, I fucking told you not to come in here again, and you're out there bugging customers, get the fuck out of here, and the bum's like, oh, you have an attitude, he's all drunk and just, like, falling over off his bike, and Chris is just fucking like, what the fuck did you say? I'll kick your fucking ass off that bike, and just, like, screaming, and there's people like sitting in the restaurant eating and shit, and I'm just like, oh my god, dude, this guy does not give a fuck. Like if some shit like that's happening, and there could be like a family and kids and everything just sitting in there, and he'll just go out and start fucking doing it. It like
you need to carry a video camera and
my hands were full. I had my sweatshirt and my backpack and stuff. I was gonna like videotape it, but then by the time I set it down, the bum was like running away with his bicycle and his fucking steel reserve and shit.
Is it that like Mongolian looking dude?
No, it was just this white bum dude. But I thought that was really weird. At the two places I work in this whole fucking valley, there's bums.
Well, like, and not in like a week or so. Well, I don't know, a couple weeks ago maybe when we were at Woodland Park Falfing, there was those two or three bums riding around.
Oh yeah, and that one came up to us. He's like, you know where to find any smoke? Or he called it something weird. What the fuck?
I don't remember.
It wasn't but it was reefer, but yeah.
No, it was a weird. Like,
did he say grass? Was it grass?
Yeah, I think he said grass.
Yeah, do you know where
I'd
to find
hear
any grass? I'm like, well, we're at a park.
Or green. I think he said green, actually.
Did he?
I think so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I asked him, like, do we look like people that would just...
Well, we are.
Like, would you just see us out in public and be like, oh, they would go find me a bag of weed?
Yeah,
like,
but not we were playing Falf, though.
Well, yeah, but not just that we would smoke it. Like, what makes me want to be like, oh, yeah, here, let me stop what I'm doing and go do something illegal for you, bum.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is probably why he's a bum, you know, bad decisions in life.
Right. He's probably an undercover bum.
Yeah, that would have been just our luck. The one time we're like, you know what, let's do
it's
something
possible,
nice.
Dude, they're everywhere. A couple of my buddies have gotten busted there, man.
But the one on the longboard didn't look like a bum at all, but he was hanging out with them.
Would they go to that much fucking trouble, like, to dress up like a bum? Like, he wasn't playing the part.
Probably.
I don't know about around here, though.
But that,
maybe.
I don't know, that just seems weird. It's like you're catching us being nice. It's like, to me, doing something like that isn't like, oh, I'm going to go break the law. It's like, well, I'll do you a favor and help you
out
with what you want. Yeah.
Even though you don't need to.
And then you do it, and then you get handcuffed by this bum, and oh, man.
How embarrassing.
That would have
fucking... That would suck so bad to get arrested
by a bum. That totally
would
have sucked. So, the last thing I wanted to mention, again, I know when we talked about the Aphrodite album and the Diesel Boy album, we were just like, yeah, they're good, you know, get it. That Aphrodite album, when I was driving home, as I was making sure there were no bees on me and shit, like, I was listening to that, and that is the only album I've ever really listened to where, while I'm driving down the road, and you know how, because it's a highway and shit, I kind of... check out for a few minutes and do the out of body thing, and I'm watching myself drive, and I go check out what's over here because, you know, my body's still driving, it's cool. But then, like, when I come back, I'm still nodding my head, like, it's just it's so fucking good. I the whole way from your house there, I'm itching for bees and just like nodding my head like, this is good, this is fucking good shit. It is, oh man, one of the most amazing albums I've ever heard this year.
Nice.
And probably in a long time.
Yeah.
Music's an amazing thing. It'll take you places.
That
it
album,
will take
I don't know,
places.
Man. It takes me home every
take
fucking...
Take it from a drummer, man.
Yeah. You could probably drum some of that drum and bass fucking... Ding-ch, 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 you know? You know what I mean? I bet you could. So, oh yeah, we gotta say this before we do some news. It is a sad day on the internet and worldwide. I don't
it's
even
want
to
long.
Say it. Well, I'm not going to read the whole fucking thing. He was just a stand-up comic, for fuck's sake.
Well, now just say it, now that they know.
George Carlin died at 71. That's right.
Are you going to cry?
I kind of, that's sad. He was fucking, I don't know.
He was really funny.
He was funny.
I was
know.
Sad when I heard that. I'm like, oh. And then I was like, hey, I'm going to watch it.
Right before I sent you that message, like, I was sitting here with Travis, and he's like, did you hear George Carlin died today? And I totally was just like, I went from like kind of happy and chill to like, really? Fuck, man. That like, damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it. I should have been there. George! Oh, so yeah, we're just gonna I just want to read like a little bit about him. We don't usually do this, but since we're kind of a comedy show, if you haven't noticed yet, and
he can't tell
he's a comedy pioneer. I think he was old, and you know, he was there back in the day doing it,
right?
He was probably doing stand-up comedy when alcohol was illegal.
Been doing it since the 70s.
Oh, okay. Well, then he's really old.
Yeah. He's a lot like us, though. I mean, like, the things he talks about are a lot like the things we talk about.
Yeah. Well, this is really long. So, the cause of death was heart failure, which that generally, from a long
That'll
life
do
of
it.
Being a stand-up comic,
right.
like,
just
it's
being
not...
old?
Yeah, and...
I mean,
yeah.
that's kind of why
that's a lot
old
of
people
cocaine.
Die, isn't it?
Yeah. But
heart failure?
Do you think he went through, like, $1 million in his lifetime in blow and hookers?
Probably. Least.
It's potentially possible.
That is an amazing life.
How old did Richard Pryor do until he died?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is that one guy that a long time ago they were, hey, there's that cop we saw.
What?
No, sorry.
You,
really? What? Everybody get down! Fuck! No, a long time ago, it was like in the news that he went through like this many millions of dollars. Was it Rick James or something?
That was probably
Do you remember Rick James a long time ago?
It was Rick James.
I don't know. So he died of heart failure. He apparently had a history of heart problems, went in the hospital on Sunday afternoon after complaining of heart trouble. The comedian had worked last weekend at the Orleans in Vegas. 71 years old and still doing the road. That is a fucking wow. Please don't do that.
I apologize.
It's okay. I know.
I can't count the number of times people say that.
Are, like, all drummers, do they all have ADD, and that's why they can just, like,
well, you either have the drummers that do the thing on the table, or the ones that do it with their feet.
Like, they can never sit still.
Well, it's either my hands or my feet. I wish I would stop. It annoys me, people telling me as much as it annoys them having to hear it.
I've been on medication for it, but it still doesn't help. It's intense. We need to just get some, like, tie wraps or some handcuffs, and then whenever the guests can't sit still, we would just... handcuff
them. Just tie them to the chair, tie their legs to the legs.
This is
and
welcoming.
Stuff.
Yeah, that'd look good if someone walked in.
And you're in front of a
it's
microphone.
It's not what it looks like. Wait, what does it look like? Okay, yeah, no, it's not that. Definitely not that. Let's see. He, in an interview, okay, he was a genius. I'll miss him dearly. Some
I think they get it. They
said,
he died from heart failure at 71. End
you ready to do some news?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to Rochambeau for it?
Not really.
Okay. Are you going to go first then?
You can. I don't care.
I went first last time, but okay.
Do you just want to Rochambeau for it?
Yeah, we might as well. All we better for those people keeping track at home.
Yeah, because I'm Because
I'm going to beat you again, okay, so it doesn't even matter, right? Yeah.
See?
Again, are you even trying anymore? You're just picking rock every time. You're like, I really don't care, whatever. And then,
just do it.
I'm doing it. All right.
Then fucking do it.
53. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? You haven't
Wait,
been here for
Wait, which episode
all
is it?
53.
Okay, I was kidding.
Sorry.
You forgot already.
Episode 53.
You said it and you forgot right
Is
after.
That weird that, like, just a couple of kids you know that, you know, we've done something like this for this many? Like, a lot of people, when we were first doing it, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll see how long this lasts. Right. And that was, like, 4 months ago.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a month.
Yeah.
It's
Is that
like
weird,
that,
though?
It's kind of like that with a band, dude. Like,
yeah?
When we first started, I didn't really think it was going to last too long. One, my vocalist is pretty extreme. He's hardcore. He's a handful.
Yeah, he's
and,
cool.
Yeah, but he's a cool dude also. He's got my back, and... I don't know. We've stayed together a lot longer than I expected, and
but you guys
it's been
have
almost
gone,
a year,
and you guys have gone almost through quite a few bandmates.
A couple,
like since I've known him, you guys have gone through
yeah,
like, three
but the main three of
and,
them,
and, yeah,
the main three, like
true.
Since the beginning, they've always been there.
Yeah.
It's been people after that keep leaving.
All right, sorry. Do some news. Episode
53.
This one is called Okay, yeah. This, yeah, okay.
Good way to start it off,
I
Matt.
Just want to make sure they're in order.
All right.
Order in the court here. All right, this one is called Woman Backs Over Mother, comma, space, drives away. I'm out of here. See you, Mom.
Like, oh, sorry, Mom.
Hot
I'll
Springs.
I'll be home later.
Oh, Arkansas. This, yeah. I,
cool.
That's awesome.
I can't wait for this.
A woman with a blood alcohol level of more than three times the legal limit for driving back. Driving backwards?
Really?
For driving backed over her mother. There should have been a comma there. Sorry. My bad. And
bad,
left
actually.
The scene even though loved ones yelled, quote, you killed grandma, quote.
Wow. That's the
like,
best
more reason
quote.
To get out of here. Floyd.
Oh, my God. Drunk? Like, could you hate your grandma that? Or I guess it was
I guess
your
she
mom.
Just, she just didn't care because she was drunk, maybe.
But your mom? Like, there's
I
no...
I
you're
couldn't
a,
do that, but I'm not
well,
fucking
I
crazy.
Well, I could see that because you're a guy and you would be her son. But, like, from mother to daughter, there's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
you know, she gave birth and you're going to get... Yeah, like, that... man.
Especially in front of the grandkids.
I know. You killed grandma, you bitch. Shaking their fists in the air like
no, it's okay. She's just sleeping.
Yeah.
She's fine.
Forever. Lisa Ann Cass said 40 was charged with negligent homicide and driving. Oh, leave my motherfucking stores alone. I don't. What? It's
why?
Paper and ink.
And then
cat.
After the show, she just chews the
shit out
of
me. I used to eat cigarettes, dude.
Really?
I get into
but
some
that's
weird
nicotine. You could get this is fucking
yeah,
paper.
That cat was, your cat was getting
really,
high.
Really, cat? Really?
Probably.
At least she's not a dog.
Okay, back to the topic.
Okay.
Your cat was addicted to smoking cigarettes.
This bitch, negligent homicide and driving while intoxicated. So if you did that and you were sober, like you totally, then you would just get the negligent homicide charge, which would be well worth being able to run over, you know, your mom.
Yeah, especially if your mom. Hate her.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
I would have expected something a little steeper than that.
Yeah,
like some kind of like vehicular homicide or
right,
something.
Like you did it on purpose.
It's like
Especially since she drove off.
Yeah, and she was drunk when
she
did it.
Isn't that like a hit and run?
It's like how many things did she just do wrong right there?
Oh,
like,
check this out. She was booked this week in the May 17th accident and then released right after on $3,000 bond.
Oh, wow.
Like $3,000 and it's here you go.
That must have been like the best gift ever to be able to kill your mom.
Her mom must have been a bitch. Yeah. I'm picturing
they knew it too. That's why she got off so easy.
Yeah,
probably just confess. Like, it was no accident. Really, you'd have known the bitch.
Cunt.
You'd have done it too.
Yeah, that was the only quote.
Crazy ass old lady.
They told the kids to just act sad, and they were like, "Actually, oh, you killed grandma. Okay, let's go."
Right.
It's all staged and shit. Sheriff's deputies were told by witnesses that Castile backed over her mother, Mary Jane Dawn, 56, as Dawn sat in a plastic hover round in the driveway of a home where relatives had gathered. Her sister, Michelle, told the deputies that Castile was a real bitch and deserved everything she got. It was a Blazer, a Chevy Blazer. And then,
so it was intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
course.
No, that was her sister. And then she said the lady that was actually doing the driving said she thought the Blazer was in drive, not reverse. Like, I was trying to go forward into my garage instead of backing over you.
But
wow.
It was an accident.
That's a shitty excuse.
Yeah. How could you mess that up drunk even? Like, I don't know. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to put it in drive instead of reverse.
Up or down.
Yeah, you'd have to go the wrong way completely.
It's happened before to me. I mean, put it in reverse and count.
Uneducation in America.
That's what it is.
The cause of this.
Yes.
Especially in Arkansas. let's see.
That doesn't surprise me.
There were people in the yard. They yelled, "You killed grandma." She got out of the car, checked on grandma, saw grandma was dead, and took the fuck off. The grandma was taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. The lady returned to the house later. See, that was your first mistake. She went back to the scene of the crime. She got there. There were deputies. When she tried to turn around and leave the site of their cruisers, the deputies chased her, and that was that. And she was drunk. That's awesome.
That is really good.
Drunk and running over your mother.
Should have just shot her. Instead.
I'm all for that if your mother is a raging
dead.
Cunt. Oh, like I was going to say, I was picturing like the mom in Drop Dead Fred, like the mega beast. Mm-hmm. Just this fucking rancid ass, like cold hearted, just fucking cunt, dried up, you know, like just barren wasteland.
I get it.
Okay.
Okay. This one's called.
Continue.
Really? This one's called Teacher Accused of Burning Cross on Student's Arm.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
More religious fucking.
Yeah. We get so many of these. Like, I don't think you ever really listen to the show, but like every show we have like two stories of some religious crazy fucks like doing something.
Yeah, last,
so crazy that they should like get arrested. But
yeah,
they
last
don't.
Episode, this kid died because all he needed was a catheter. Like his pee system was all backed up, and he died from it.
But their religion didn't allow people to go do that. They only allowed faith healing.
So they
They'd
didn't
like,
take
pray
him,
for him.
They didn't take him to the hospital,
and
he
just died because of it.
And everyone's like, "Oh, well,
that would
it's
be
your
a very
religion."
Bad and miserable way
and
to
like
die
two,
as
like
well.
2 months before that, like 11-month-old baby died because they wouldn't take it to the hospital either.
Yeah, they're like, "God will heal it,"
and then
God does it,
and
they're like, "Well, we didn't pray hard enough. Maybe next time."
I guess it was just meant to be. I guess that's probably what they think.
And that's good. The less of them there is, the quicker they'll die
True,
off.
Yeah.
So if they
I mean,
keep
like,
having babies unsupervised with medical help, they'll keep dying. No one will reproduce.
Yeah.
And they'll all die eventually.
Well, if that baby would have grown up, it would have been just as crazy as its parents, probably. So,
yeah.
You know.
Because they're all in that cult. You marry within the cult. Yeah. You fucking associate within it. You don't. Yeah, dude. Fuck that. That's crazy.
All right. Well, I haven't even
Religion.
Fucking started.
What is
this
one
this
called,
story.
Braden?
I already said
Tell me.
That.
Tell me. Oh, okay. Go.
Really?
Go.
Did you forget that part?
No, got
it. Okay, school administrators in Ohio voted Friday to begin the process of firing a middle school teacher accused of burning a cross into a student's arm and refusing to keep his religious beliefs out of the classroom.
Was it a Christian school, like a private school, or was it public?
I think it's
just
a school.
Just public schools?
I've read one fucking sentence.
I'm asking you. You've read it before.
No, I've read teacher accused of burning cross on student's arm. That's all I've read. That's all I needed to know.
Sorry, go.
Okay, the Mount Vernon School Board passed a resolution to terminate the employment of John Freshwater, an 8th grade science teacher, for the past 21 years. So it's just a normal school.
And that's crazy. He's been there for 20-something years. Like, that's a long fucking time. And all of a sudden he just snaps and he's like, "Ah, Satan!"
Well, what do you think? It's a fucking religious crazy teaching science. I mean, that's got to fuck with your head because science is... something
that's
totally
a,
opposite.
Yeah,
teaching
that's
eighth grade bastards, dude. I'd go crazy.
That's a weird subject, though. But you
I remember
know.
How
it
was.
You know what it was? It was probably some student was arguing evolution with him.
Yeah.
But it's like, evolution is right.
He's like, I'll show you evolution. Like, duh, yeah, hot burning cross to the face.
Yeah, he was pissed. He's like,
right
no.
Right in your forehead.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. And then he, like, walked around like that chick from The Exorcist, all creepy and backwards.
All the bones cracking.
Oh, God, that freaks me out. Those are like the best horror scenes ever.
Yeah, those are one of the best.
Part when he wakes up to her just bent in that motion,
yeah,
staring
just
at him.
All joints out of socket.
Dude, tell me your heart wouldn't just stop. You'd be
on
animals.
The first
I would
ring,
throw up all over.
I'd be so
on the
scared.
First ring when she came out of the TV. That was fucking intense.
That was
too.
Creepy. Yeah,
like,
all
I did. I was like, whoa,
dude. I just peed a little.
Well, when I was watching, yes.
I've always been a little scared of The Exorcist stuff, though. It's
really,
creepy.
That never bothered me.
Yeah.
No. Well, it doesn't
it's
really
creepy.
Much. It's
I
creepy
mean,
though.
It doesn't creep me out though, like The Ring did. Like,
yeah,
The Ring did way more. The Exorcist is like,
the
I don't know. Maybe it's
me at all. I thought that was kind of a joke.
Maybe it's just The Exorcist is old. Because so
a videotape that can kill you is a lot more plausible than like some weird religious
yeah
thing.
Like getting possessed by a demon, that's
right,
never gonna happen, but I can
happen.
See, you know,
but there's people that actually claim that it's happened to them, like,
yeah,
well,
yeah, but
on
they
TV
probably just
and they, like,
it's psychosis
come
or
out,
maybe they
and,
it did
and then they act
right.
All
I don't
normal
know.
After like oh,
you don't know
yeah
God
or because they believed in getting possessed, their mind made it real, so
yeah,
they had
like
actually,
that spider I fucking
yeah,
made in my
just
bed
like that.
And that sucks because I can't stop thinking about it, so now
there's gonna be more.
And then I'm laying in bed and I'm like, what if I didn't look good enough and there was another one in there,
right.
And then like all night I feel spiders crawling on me and then I can't get to sleep and
bummer for
maybe
me.
If I started doing meth, like the itchy scratches from that would overwhelm the whole creepy
so you
spider
just,
feeling.
You'd be itching for bugs still.
Right, but I know I would know it was because I'm on meth. I'm like,
right.
Oh, that can't be a spider. I'm high
but,
on
or
meth.
Or there could actually be some bugs on you as well.
Right.
So, I mean, either way.
But at least I'd be on meth.
True.
I'd have the cleanest house on the block. Dude.
Yeah.
I know this.
Freshwater, according to an independent report, used an electronic device to mark a cross on the arm of one of his students.
Oh,
causing pain to the student the night of the incident and leaving a mark that lasted for approximately 3 weeks. So it's just a mark.
So he's got like a taser, but instead of the two prongs, it's shaped like a cross,
I
like
guess.
The taser of Christ.
Maybe he just
he
made
just
a...
stabbed him with it? I don't know.
Maybe he just made a cross with two rods and tied them together and then hooked up some electricity to
that,
it.
Yeah, like
that.
Two paper clips and shit. Because I was thinking like he had... something like a lighter and was heating up like an actual cross
that take
like
too
a
long.
Necklace
probably
or something, and then
you have to time
yeah he's like come in my office
yeah and he
gets
he
a blowtorch
out the
and
brand
start
and
you'd
shit.
Have to tie him down first because
like, okay,
they'd try and
yeah.
run away
he pushes opens his closet and there's like the fucking oven with all the hot coals
right.
And the cattle thing oh man
the kid has like his arms on the armrest on the chair and then two
tied
straps
down.
Come straps come over his hand after he pushes a button
wow okay anyway
I could totally see that happening. That is plausible.
It's like a Family Guy scene.
Yeah.
Freshwater was also reprimanded several times for refusing to move his Bible from his classroom desk and teaching creationism alongside evolution, according to the 15-page independent report.
You know who this reminds me of?
Who?
Keith's dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
from
yeah.
Keith and the girl.
Right.
Like his, how he
just can't because Keith isn't into it.
I
but
could,
his dad.
Yeah. Like I don't know.
Crazy.
If, if you guys listen, you'll know what I'm talking about. But, like, I could see that happening if he went to meet his dad. Like, his dad was like, let's meet in this place.
Right.
Like, he gets into the hotel room and dad jumps out, chloroform over the mouth, passes out, and then grabs the fucking cross.
Right.
And then Keith comes home and Adam is like, what happened? And he's got, like, a huge cross burned in.
Right.
He's like, well, we made up. No more stealing communion for me. I learned my lesson, Dad. Sorry.
Yes.
Oh, that would suck.
That would.
I'm glad my dad's dead. So was
Did
that?
Did you just say that?
Okay.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. I can't believe you just said that.
Well, I'm saying, like, if
was
if
your
I had...
dad like that?
No, not at all. Oh. I'm just saying, if I had to deal with that, right. I'm glad, you know, I would have wished him dead
right.
than rather me having to deal with that.
Okay.
Okay. Was that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right. This one is called Dentist Accused of Losing Tool Down Patient's Throat Before Death. Here, here. This, oh man. Victim's daughter filing a civil lawsuit, of course. There's always, there always has to be some type of monetary compensation whenever
has to be.
Something like this happens.
Yeah, it's free money.
Fuck yeah. Oh, and this comes out of our most fucked up state.
Of course.
Florida! This is, holy shit, this is Winter Park, Florida. That's where I lived when I went to school down there, when
really?
I got kicked out of Full Sail.
Bummer.
That's fucking crazy.
Did it suck?
I'm glad I didn't go to any dentist.
Did it suck down there?
No, well, it was cool. I mean, like, when I got kicked out of school, because I had already gotten my student loan money, so I mm-hmm. pretty much just lived down there and learned how to surf and stuff for, like, 3 months, and then, you know, I couldn't get my loans renewed because I wasn't in school,
right.
so then I had to leave. But, yeah, it was fun. I don't know. Better than sitting in school. I think I said this on the earlier episode, but a friend of mine that went down there and actually graduated,
yeah.
like, came back here, and what he did with his $60,000 degree was went to work at Teletech.
Really?
So I was like, well, I'm glad, you know, I'm only half that much in debt, and, you know, I have a decent job that has nothing to do with that. So Winter Park, Florida, Central Florida. This, did you do this on purpose? This is
what?
Like the smallest.
You always
I've,
say that it does.
No,
that
this
sometimes.
Is like smaller than that. Though.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
We get stories that are that size all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then the lighting in here sucks.
Well, yeah, there's no fucking light in here.
Okay. Central.
There's a lava lamp.
A lava lamp.
Yeah.
Light.
Yeah, I know. A Central Florida woman is filing a civil lawsuit against a dentist accused of dropping a screwdriver.
Why is there a screwdriver in
no,
her mouth?
Why is that in quotes? Like that's the term for some
because
sexual
that's the,
thing.
Probably the claim he made.
Yeah,
or
he
in
said
other words, put his penis in her mouth.
Right, here, here.
Dropping a screwdriver, as I like to call
I'm
it.
I'm going to go drop a
is that
screwdriver.
What they're calling it these days?
Yes. Dropping a screwdriver. Right. And another medical tool, that's the ball,
right?
in her, oh, down her father's throat, ooh,
what?
That she claims led to his death. So her dad
oh,
died because
okay.
dick and balls in the mouth.
Right.
She wants to get paid.
Yeah, she wants money for it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, really? It's like, hey, you're not the one with the dick and balls in your mouth.
If I was the dentist, I'd be like, all right, I will pay you. But I'm putting dick and balls in your
right,
mouth.
As well. And if you before. Die, well, then I'm not paying you.
Well, yeah. during the procedure, Greer said Myers dropped a medical screwdriver, down her father's throat. She said it took a colonoscopy. Holy shit.
Wow.
So not only he's got dick and balls in the mouth, but now it's going to take something going up his ass
right.
to save his life. That is...
And he still dies.
That's effed up. It took a colonoscopy to have the screwdriver removed from his large
in every
intestine.
Hole.
That is a long fucking screwdriver.
Yeah. That's definitely getting fucked over.
Mayers dropped a torque wrench
wow,
down
really?
His throat also. A torque wrench.
So,
what? Hold on. What are you using a torque wrench for that is in your mouth?
Dentistry.
Yeah.
I mean, really? A torque wrench? Like, is that the anesthesiologist? Say hi to my friend, the torque wrench.
Yeah.
Dude,
I think
out.
It might be something
maybe
different.
Maybe he was tightening braces or something.
With
it's
a
like
torque...
Well,
I'm picturing
maybe
a tiny
maybe
version.
A little one.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
It could be. I mean, well,
that takes away the whole funny aspect
well,
of
yeah,
it. I like to think it's like the big old... Fuck
right.
With like the air compressor. compressor.
Yeah. How did that fit? Well,
it's just nurse, he's coming too. He needs 10 more cc's of the torque wrench. Dude.
Well, it's like, you know, if they needed something like a screwdriver or a wrench, like I was thinking like braces or...
Yeah, that's probably... Or dentures, maybe. That's, but still, to drop it in your throat, like, oops, let me get that.
Sorry, and twice, too.
Like,
he fucked up twice. Like, okay, once, maybe, but again, like, really?
Like, after the appointment, like, sir, it hurts to shit, like...
Would you have shat out the torque wrench and the screwdriver?
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe that's what the colonoscopy has to do.
I would rather... Would you rather try and shit it out or have a doctor go all up in there and pull it out?
You might not be able to shit
it out. Manage
but
to
a doctor would definitely be able to pull it out.
Well, if you manage to live through it and then like all of a sudden you have these bad tummy aches or something going to the doctor and...
You got
a torque wrench in your...
Oh, like that one.
You're like, cha-ching! I'm rich, bitch.
There was that one Japanese guy where he went in for surgery. They found an old surgical towel from like 24 years inside him.
Because
he had a bunch of pains from it.
But after like 25 years, this actually killed the dude.
Yeah.
Then in May 07, despite his daughter's concerns, Gal returned to Wesley for implants and a different tool was accidentally dropped down his throat. Here. So it wasn't at the same time. It was like two separate. That is even worse luck, it seems.
I thought it'd be in the same session.
Like, I could see two in the same session. Oops, right. Butterfingers.
But,
my
like,
fault.
If you drop it in one session and then you leave.
Yeah, like,
and
how
you come back to that same dentist. I mean, you kind of deserve that.
But how many people in between the two times you had shit dunked in your throat?
Yeah.
Here. Like, how many other people would have gotten the same
thing?
So
it's probably in the same
session. Dentist is, like, running. He's like, fuck, where's all my tools at? What the fuck?
Well, you gotta go to college for, like, 12 to 8 years to get into that shit. And
yeah, you think, like, while he was in school.
Like, you're pretty well trained, man.
He's dropping shit during class, and the teacher's like,
right.
Get that out of your system now, because, yeah, fucking... he was probably getting into the nitrous.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's shit.
That's what happens.
So, torque wrench, screwdriver, 90-year-old was hospitalized for 50 days and died from complications last June. Quote, my father did not die in God's time. It wasn't God's time. It was the dentist's time.
Everything's just about God, isn't
it? I know, right?
Jesus this, Moses
yeah,
that.
In every freaking story there, someone's talking about God.
God.
It's like, what does that have to do with any... What's
God's
really?
Going to be the new sponsor of the Jam Hole, I think.
We're going to sponsor God.
That's right.
Buddy Christ.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I like his little pin on his... Yeah.
Yeah, I put that on there.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Who was introduced by the comedian who died.
That's true. Buddy Christ. Right. Let's see. Did not die in God's time. Wesley Myers is the one who is responsible for my father's death, and it was a horrible death. Now pay this bitch. Pay me now. I want money. I want all your money.
You're not the one that got dick and balls in your mouth, like I said before. Why do you need money?
Dick and balls in the mouth and I'll pay you, but other than that, have a nice day, bitch.
You have nothing to complain about.
I'll see you in 6 months for that root canal.
Right.
Greer said she has a hard time sleeping because of the incident. She's like, I'd be able to sleep a lot better if I could buy a $3,000 bed. Right. Pay me now.
Yeah.
You killed my daddy who touched me all the time when I was a kid, so I'm kind of glad, but I'm gonna milk this and get paid from it. Please. Quote, it has been a nightmare, she says. No one should have to die like my father died. What makes him so fucking special? People die every fucking day. Yeah. I'm sure getting tools dropped down your throat isn't the worst of it, you know?
Right.
She fucking drama queen. Wesley Myers is responsible. I want money. That's it. Oh, Myers reached a settlement with the board. He was fined $17,000 and advised not to perform dental implants until he completes more training. He's like Dr. Nick. I'm Dr. Nick. Now let me just watch this instructional video and we'll get started right off. That's horrible. I would not want to hear that my dentist is going back to school for like more training. Like he forgot, you know, he's old.
He's kind of skipped a lot of classes the first time around.
Yeah, right. Those raging fucking fraternity
parties. I
kind of
cheated on a few tests, but it's okay.
Yeah.
I got the hands-on thing down. Right. quote, I've been practicing dentistry for 35 years without a problem, and it was a terrible accident, Meyer said. If my retiring would bring his life back, I'd be happy to do that.
Well, that's okay. We'll give you a few years off for that one.
If I could not have to work and be able to fish and live the rest of my life so he could come back, fucking A, I'll do it.
Right.
That's awesome. Since people. I can't, I have lots of patients who have been with me for 30 plus years, and I have a lot of confidence in me. They have a lot of confidence in me. Greer said she does not believe Meyer should be allowed to practice, so she is telling her story so other potential patients can be aware. Quote, it is criminal, she says. It is immoral, and it is wrong. It's wrong not to pay this bitch because my dad got dental tools dropped down his throat.
And a colonoscopy. That's just as bad.
Fucking A. Okay. Sorry. That's it. That is it.
What a story.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That was a really good story. This one is called Inmate Visitor Charged in Lewd Molestation.
Nice.
Yes. It's always right funny when you hear about people who are in prison getting charged for doing something wrong, like, and more. It's like, you're already in prison.
Yeah, especially for...
How much worse
is it
going to get? I
mean, rude molestation, like, he didn't ask the guy if he could fuck him in the ass. He just took it.
Let me read.
Probably dropped soap.
Yeah.
A man serving life in prison for lewd molestation is accused of molesting an 8-year-old girl in the visiting room.
What? Why is an 8-year-old girl in jail? What did she
no,
do?
No, it was in the visiting room.
Maybe it's a midget.
She was visiting.
Maybe it's a midget. You don't know.
It's an 8. Then they would have said midget.
Maybe they didn't know. Maybe she's.
You think,
maybe
really?
She's trying to get paid.
I think they would have checked on
she's
that.
She's suing.
I don't think they would have just been
it's
like,
it's an 8-year-old
oh.
girl, man. We'll just go with that.
There's a vagina, and it looks 8. You're right. Not a midget. All right. Go ahead.
Eugene Watson Bond, 42, was charged Thursday in Cleveland County District Court with lewd acts with a child. Mm. Bond's wife, who brought along her daughter to visit Bond, was charged with enabling child abuse.
Well, bring your kid to jail. What do you expect? It's not the fucking petting zoo. Well, maybe it is now, but that's sad. Do you think that girl's going to, like, turn into a superhero now? Like, this was the one thing in her life that's going to just make her go home and, like, get her costume out and be like, I'm never going to get rudely molested again.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much it. The rest is just bullshit.
Bullshit?
Yeah.
Well, all right. So what was the lewd act? I have to know.
I think he just touched her. I don't know.
Well, I mean, what was it?
Well, I think it says it here. According to prison officials, Bond was in the visiting room with the young girl sitting in his lap. Another couple visiting together reported seeing Bond rubbing the girl inappropriately, and it was taped.
Ooh, busted.
Well, in the visiting room of a prison, of course, everything is taped.
Yeah. So, I mean, you bring your kid to jail. I don't. There's criminals there. What
maybe
the
it's
fuck
her dad.
Do you ex- what?
I think it might be her dad, though.
Wow.
That's like.
Well, that's not rude molestation. That's like.
Well, you're in prison. I don't know, man.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'll take what I can get. But I mean, your wife is there. Are you that tired of the same old slop that you're going to go for your daughter, though?
I don't know.
What state was that from? Florida?
No.
Oh, because then I'd be like, okay, it's Florida. Florida gets a pass when shit like that happens.
Yeah.
Because they're the first to go when Jamholia is being constructed.
That's awesome.
All right, well, this one is called Oh My God, Arrested on Coke Charges. That's right, folks. You heard it here first, thejamhole.com.
I believe
episode
a few weeks
53,
ago.
God has been arrested for Coke charges.
And a few weeks ago, Jesus got arrested for Coke because he was full of it.
Man, that whole family, I knew it. Bad news, man. I told you. I tried to tell them.
Listen.
God was busted today. At high noon, high because he was on cocaine, noon because it was 12 o'clock, for selling cocaine near a church. Well, if you were God selling cocaine,
I mean where is God going to hang out?
It's the obvious choice, right? God,
God, a church,
markets
I mean,
itself, you know?
If you were God, where would you hang out?
What do you think? What do you think it would be called if God
Imagine
sold
the
cocaine?
Coke God. I'm giggity giggity God.
Oh man!
I'm giggity giggity God.
Like
you giggity
Christ
giggity
Coke or something?
Right.
Blessed Blow. What would you name it?
I don't know.
If you were God. Holy hallelujah.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. Oh, man. God, apparently God's last name is Howard. He's 39, and they were correct in the movie Dogma. He is a black man. He was described in jail records as a mortgage broker.
Wait, no, Dogma was a chick.
That was Jesus, not
That
God.
Was Jesus. But remember, Chris really? Rock was like, or yeah, maybe he was saying Jesus is black.
Because yeah.
they each had their
God
own interpretation
the girl.
Of what God looked like. Right. Yeah. Well, apparently God is black. So he also moonlights as a mortgage broker. It's a good place.
Wow.
Church and like all those business people, right. perfect clients for selling blow.
So wait, for selling so God blow. Is a mortgage broker and Jesus is a carpenter?
Yeah.
Huh.
So Jesus builds the houses that God sells the mortgages
right.
and the
and
cocaine
they,
to.
And they both sell coke on the side.
And then
side.
They have freaky deaky sex blow orgies yeah. at said houses. That would be a good time.
Yeah. That's a good father-son relationship.
Yeah. He was charged with one count each of delivery of cocaine within 1,000 feet of a church, a school, and public housing, one count each of delivery of cocaine with intent to sell within 1,000 feet of a church, a school, and public housing, and two counts of actual possession of said cocaine that he was going to sell within 1,000 feet of a church and a school, public housing.
School zones are bad. You're getting busted in.
Bad.
I haven't personally gotten busted
like,
for
whenever,
anything,
if,
but
if I have weed,
school zone, it's a bad.
Yeah.
A bad
if
scene.
I have weed and I go and I drive through a school zone, I will actually take the weed and shove it up my ass just in case, because that's how fucking how serious
think,
of a thing it is.
I don't think you
it's
go
bad,
that far.
Dude.
It's bad.
Might
dude.
As well get caught at the airlines.
Listen to Adam. It's yeah. bad, dude. It is bad news. I yeah. It's worth shoving the weed up my ass for,
you
know,
tell me you
a
haven't taken
minutes.
Shits that big.
Well, yeah, I mean, I pull it back out. It's just well, for yeah. a minute. I don't, yeah, I don't
up,
do it
officer?
If I have to poop.
You got, like
but,
a high pitch in your voice.
I'm sorry. You I have fart. Something up my ass.
Keep farting.
The arrest stems from. Crunching. Thank you. Well, okay. The arrest stems from two previous incidents, according to a criminal report. So he's been doing this a while, apparently.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It's been
I mean,
around
he
for
made
a
people. He's like, fuck, man. Yeah. I'm going to make
coke.
Cocaine now, and
yeah.
then I'm going to make bank.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. On April 28th, police bought 3.4 grams of cocaine. See,
they
everyone's
bought.
Doing it.
Yeah, even the
what
police are buying it from them.
They bought 3.4 grams of cocaine and said it was really good shit, according to the report.
It was heavenly.
It was heavenly. Oh, wow. A month later, police served a search warrant on that address and found a safe in the bedroom closet containing three plastic bags with 22.5 grams of blow, according to the report. Police also found a digital scale with cocaine residue. See, that's why whenever you're done weighing out your coke, you always lick the scale.
Well, you don't want to let it go to waste.
No,
know.
Waste not want not, or want, yeah, little something I made up, yeah. little saying, waste not want not. Which basically means if you don't got shit, don't waste shit. This is not the first time Howard has been arrested. It is not because he's black. But 4 years ago, he was released from state prison where he served 18 months on a 2003 cocaine charge. He pleaded guilty to a similar charge in 95. In an email, Howard's attorney, Alex Stavro, said he could not immediately comment. So, wow, and a $6,500 bond. I like how his lawyer actually sent him an email saying no comment. Like, he didn't just ignore him. He right. was like, subject line, no, body, comment, no comment, and send. That's awesome. So, yeah, that's it for that story. Cool. I'm all about blow if God's doing the selling.
Yeah.
But
who else better to buy from?
Yeah, well, you would think, though. I mean, in the drug den cartel triangle, if God is, obviously, God, a big black man. Why is he out doing the selling? Shouldn't the 12 disciples be out there peddling his shit, you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
true.
Peter, you get from, you know, 21st Street over to New York Ave. John, Paul, you guys both got the East Side red light districts. You know, wouldn't you?
Right.
Or are they too? Are they making it?
Yeah, maybe they're the ones.
Because if you're God, you would just be like, Coke.
Poop.
And there's
poop.
Coke.
Yeah.
Coke. Poop. You know, like, I mean, like, Coke. Like that. Or I don't know what the magic word would be.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know what's involved
in
making
it. You would sneeze and cocaine would just come out
right.
of your nose
and
mouth.
And then you just shove it right back up.
Right. Or in baggies.
Yeah.
To sell it.
Pour water into a bag.
Yeah. Like, not only does God take a dump in the morning and shit money, but then when he wipes, it's actually cocaine. That amazes me. Have you ever done cocaine?
Mm-mm.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I've tried it once. It was a freebie. I don't know. I haven't done it since.
I only
wasn't
do it if someone else has it. It's a good cop out.
Yeah, cool.
I wasn't impressed. It's too expensive for its short
if
effects.
It's
pretty bad for you.
A little public service announcement. If you're going to do coke up here, get it from out of state. Go to fucking Idaho or something. They got good coke down there. Just make sure it's not potato flakes. You want it in rock form. And all right. There's another cop coming by, so that will be about the end of the show. Do we have any live listeners still?
Last time I checked, no.
None?
None.
None? All right. Well, they're like, I'll listen to it later.
Yeah.
So, Adam, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Braden, for... calling my phone 100 times and waking me up.
Well, I was wondering what the fuck you were doing.
The new Aphrodite album, what is it called? I forget.
Breaking Reality.
That's it. Yeah, definitely. Awesome album. Next show Wednesday, we'll try and do it at 7:00. TheJamHole.com, email info at TheJamHole.com, MySpace.com/TheJamHolePodcast to get the bulletins when we go live. If you want to listen live, we know you guys have absolutely jack fuck shit, nothing better to do. So, why the fuck not? Is that it? Subscribe with iTunes. So. Vote for us, please. Podcast Alley.
Yes.
Vote for us.
Right.
Right now, please.
Right.
Podcast
We're 21
Alley.
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
In overall?
No.
Or in comedy?
I never look at overall.
Oh, fuck overall.
Yeah, I just look at comedy because that's what we are.
Because I say fuck overall because it hurts my heart to see, like, us, Distorted View, Keith and the Girls sometimes, getting beat by a podcast about Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Mugglecast. I think that's going to be our nemesis. We should call them out.
We should just talk so much shit.
Oh, God. Oh, so much shit.
So much. We're going to rip them apart on the internet.
Oh, God. It'll be like a dog fight.
Yeah.
But,
there's going to be nothing
but
left.
But on the internet right. And with words.
So much hardcore.
My words are weapons.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys Wednesday.
Spells on you.
What? Are you going to finish that sentence?
What? Casting spells. Holy shit. The next shirt on the IT crowd that the dude was wearing said guns don't kill people, magic missiles do. And it's got the picture of the sorcerer blasting right. magic missiles. Awesome shit. The IT crowd. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay.
The bars I had laying around, I'm not playing kick darts till you lay in the ground. The heaviest pound for pound, phonetic raised out of the ground. Oh, bars I had laying around, I'm not playing kick darts till you lay in the ground. The heaviest pound for pound, big gourd raised out of the ground. Oh, this is easy. Oh, see me. When people give a round of applause, you forget that I'm more dynamic than the others before. I've got weaponry like Spartans coming for war. Rappers bring out the brigade, punches more like clips round the ear like they were hearing aids. I use a fear map with the roach in my road. Approach P.O. when you were fucked up. All I kick is deep dish from the day the breadwinner linked up with the West Midlands beatsmith. Freestyle more than able. Ladies might drink gin, but it's Gordon's name that's on the label. At least I should be signed, like the Bill of Rights. I don't mean Cosby or Clinton, fine. I ain't even into warfare. But brother, you better not start nothing if you know God's there. These are
scars I had laying around. I'm not playing kick darts till you lay in the ground. The heaviest pound for pound. See me.